The release yesterday, by the way, Friday, of two former Al-Qaeda. But, well, not former. I mean, they're still Al-Qaeda. They're two top bomb makers. These were like the professors emeritus of the Al-Qaeda bomb-making school. One of the guys actually designed the shoe bomb. Remember that whole deal, which fortunately didn't work? They're now released. And every country that's getting him is getting some kind of deal. We find out, I talked about this last week, we didn't know at the time. Yeah, Ghana's getting like $55 million of arms for taking two releasees last week. I mean, you libs, go in the bathroom, look at the mirror, tell me if you could actually make all these mistakes inadvertently. Please. Convince me. I don't want to think that the President of the United States and all those who surround him are traitors. But as a thinking, rational, logical human being, I really have no choice but to arrive at that conclusion. And any logical, sane person, if looking at all these dots, and the same acts and lack of acts, and the same situations with our same enemies, time and time again, covered by the same guises, subterfuges, and lies, time and time again, can lead you to no other conclusion. None. And we're told that the money isn't really out of our pocket, and that's a whole nother point. I'll start foaming at the mouth here. Now, since the whole world knows that the hostages, despite the lies by the administration and Kerry, were tied exactly to the money in this deal and to the nuclear deal, and that it was just a coincidence that they were released at the exact same moment that the money was wired, and that they were actually delayed on the tarmac, if you read the reports, for 6+ hours in Tehran before they were allowed to leave to make sure the wire cleared the international monetary system. But we're told there was no linkage. What happened that exact day? Three Americans were taken in Iraq by, Iraq says, Iranian Shiite militia. And what happened the next day? North Korea takes an American tourist, student, whatever, an American. And why? Because it's a Pavlovian response, folks. If you have rabid dogs and they bite you and you pet them on the head, they're going to bite you again. Particularly, by the way, if you happen to be the trainer, your name is Barry, and you stick out other people's arms and say, "Bite me, bite me." I mean, we're being set up for such a big fall here. And totally, totally, totally on purpose. And by the way, that was Kerry's words when questioned at this news conference about whether the hostages had to do with the money and all this kind of stuff. He said they were, quote, totally unrelated, unquote. Then he looked at his watch and called up his mommy and wanted to know if he was getting his $50,000 check this month, his allowance from mommy. The $150 billion, folks, that's just part of this story. And it's going to be years, unfortunately, at our great peril till we learn out the rest. And then Kerry was yakking about how this was such a wonderful deal because of the 10,000 centrifuges, which have now been wound down, and how 80% of the Iranian uranium has been moved to Russia. Of course, we can trust them. Here's the problem. Because intentionally, this administration caved on what it told the American people in Congress it would never cave on, knowing, of course, it was going to. It caved on inspections of what exists at the time the deal is inked. So we don't know if they have 10,000 centrifuges. If they have 20,000 centrifuges and they shut down 8,000 of them, that still leaves them with 12,000, even by my rudimentary rancher math. If they had, I'm taking this number out of the sky here, 100 tons of enriched uranium, and they told us they had 50 tons, and they moved the 50 tons to Russia, that leaves them with 50 tons in a facility that Americans will never be allowed to inspect, nor will any other international agent, that Iran themselves will inspect and certify to us they're in compliance. You can't make this stuff up. The Iranians have, contrary to sanctions, by the way, all sorts of representatives. They're working closely with the North Koreans. There's nothing in this agreement, by the way, which precludes them. It only talks about Iranian facilities. Hell, they could rent facilities from North Korea and be developing an atomic bomb there. We're being set up. We have been set up. And there's only one way now to put the genie back in the bottle. And it's not diplomacy. So anyway, if you take all this stuff, if you take what's going on, and then, by the way, Benghazi, you know, Hillary Clinton calling the family of the survivors liars, the families of the survivors literally with broken voices insisting with complete credibility that she told him it was a video, that she told him it was this, when we know from her emails that, of course, she never sent or received, from the personal server that she never had, that she knew it was a terror attack. All this you know. But my theory on Hillary, my theory on these SIN cards that were taken out of these two smaller Navy ships, which have suddenly kind of disappeared from the news, I believe that Barack Obama and Valerie Jarrett, that was one of the side deals with Iran. And that's how Iran was getting sensitive United States military information, including communications. I want you to know that wars have been won and lost on encryptions. To a large extent, American troops were more successful faster in the Japanese theater in World War II because they had a code that couldn't be broken by the Japanese. It was the Navajo language. By and large, Nazi Germany was brought to its knees 2 years, maybe 3 years, prior to when it would have been brought to its knees, because we broke the German code in 1941. They never knew, and we knew everything they were thinking and everything they were doing, except in just a few instances. There were just a few surprises. One of them happened to be Battle of the Bulge, because they switched their code for that battle. It was a different panzer group and a different commander. That's a long story. I'm in the weeds. The bottom line is, if you know what the enemy is communicating, you understand their communications, you have their code, you can break their encryption, you are light years ahead of winning a war, winning a battle. And I think the Iranians wanted that information. And I do believe, given all the other dots I've given you over the last years, and let me tell you, there's thousands of them and they're irrefutable. Giving you just the thumbnail sketch of dots I gave you today, in general terms, I believe it was part of the deal. And who knows what damage that will cost us. Because if the Iranians have it, the Chinese will have it, and the Russians will have it, folks, right? Which brings us to Hillary Clinton and her server. And this revelation, of course, we knew the revelations were coming because Hillary is a liar. Barack Obama lies to perpetuate and further an ideology. Hillary Clinton lies because she's a liar. And she is prompted to lie because Hillary Clinton's only concerned with Hillary Clinton. Now, I want you to ask yourselves, riddle me this, bat listeners. If you are Hillary Clinton, and you've been around the block, you've been the wife of a president for 8 years, you've been a senator, you know, dealing with information and sensitive stuff and secrets and all that kind of stuff. You've seen how a president has to handle it. You've probably overheard, maybe even sat in, absolutely top secret, more secret than top secret national security meetings. Or your husband has talked to you about it. You now head the State Department, arguably the second behind the Department of Defense, most powerful department in the government. Certainly the most powerful non-military department in the government. Charged with all sorts of foreign affairs, including sensitive foreign affairs, and in liaison with all the intelligence services, including the CIA, on sensitive, shall we say, missions, such as the distribution of arms to the picked and chosen Muslim rebels through the offices of Benghazi by your ambassador, Chris Stevens, which, by the way, is a fact. That's not a surmise. Now, and you've signed documents clearly saying it's a felony to do otherwise. Do you think that her having a server outside channels, an unsecured server, was a mistake, folks? You think she just forgot? You think she didn't know? Really? And do you think that this kind of information was sent to that server? In fact, there's now emails which have come to light where she instructed her staff in writing to take the classified markings, top secret markings, off of documents and to send them to her server anyway. You think that was a mistake? Unintentional? Unknowing? What else do we know about Hillary? We know Hillary really likes money and Hillary really likes power. We know that. We know that Hillary has taken $2 billion plus in donations to their so-called charitable foundation, she and Bill's. And they have lived the most lavish lifestyle man can imagine and called it overhead to the foundation. We know that. We know that the woman who lied to us about being broke when they left the White House is worth somewhere around $250 million. We know that she can be ruthless, I'll just take one for instance. Stepping on the heads, reputation, and lives of all the women that were molested, bothered by, raped, who knows what, by her husband. While on the other hand, telling the women of the United States and the world how concerned she is about them. You know, what do you think the value of that kind of information? What do you think the value of the names or identifications or locations or information of our human intelligence, deep undercover assets all around the world, Russia, China, Europe, the Middle East, Muslim extremists, you name it. What do you think the value of that information is? If you're a foreign government or a foreign power with interests contrary to that of the United States, which, by the way, is virtually every foreign power or foreign government, what is the value to you of knowing who the moles in your government, your armed services, or your fighting brigades are? The knowledge is infinitely valuable. The ability to eliminate them, as in kill them, and remove the threat, that spy cancer in your military tissue, is hugely valuable. And of course, being able to feed them incorrect information once you know who they are, so that you can befuddle the enemy, also known as the United States, is infinitely valuable. So what's my theory? I'm not beating around the bush, I'm kind of laying the groundwork. Hillary Clinton got this information. Just like she, as we know, got money into her foundation, which she was used for personal living expenses. We know this. It's a fact. She got money, and then the State Department did cool deals for the countries that gave her foundation money. Arms deals, trade deals, special approval deals, special all sorts of stuff. This is going to come out. We've already seen whispers of it. So we already know that she will sell America down the road, that she will sell human lives down the road, and that she will sell the safety and security of the American people down the road for money. Just by the quid pro quos in the State Department and her foundation. Just by speaking engagements at $200,000 a pop for her husband, like in North Korea, when a special deal was done for North Korea about a month before in the State Department. And I can go on and on. I mean, the list is endless. That's just one example. We know that she will do this. Now, somebody who would do all that, somebody who would lie to us about the video in Benghazi, who would lie about being under sniper fire landing in Bosnia when actually she was met by school children with flowers, who would lie about her association with women, who would lie about other women to ruin their lives to better her political objectives. We know all this happened. This is not conjecture. Who would then lie about deleting emails, having classified information, you name it. Do you think she would be above getting top secret or above SAP, it's called, SAP information, SAP information, above top secret, need to know basis, 12 eyes in the entire United States only information? Do you think she'd be above getting that and selling it? For favors, for power, for money, for some future quid pro quo? Do you really think so? I don't. But write me. Drop me an email. Post on the site. Tell me what you think. All right. I'm getting long in the tooth here. So I'm going to end with this. I'm not going to be able to get into my economic stuff here or the stuff that's going on in Europe. Although I will tell you that, in his own words, President Hollande of France said that France is an economic state of emergency. That'll give you an idea what's happening in Europe. And I'm not able to take the time to tell you about the meeting of all the high economic government mucky-mucks in Davos, Switzerland, and the nonsense which came out of that, none of which is good for the United States. And I guess I'm not going to have time to talk to you about what I think about what's going on with the markets, other than tell you preservation of capital right now is far more important than trying to make money. What you want to do right now is not lose the money you have. And I would not get lulled. This is my personal opinion. I'm not an investment advisor. I'm just telling you what I think. I would not get lulled by a sucker bump upwards in the markets. The fundamentals suck. And we'll talk more about that next week. But since we know Hillary Clinton is in deeper and deeper legal trouble, since we know there's 1,300 emails, including more than two dozen SAP emails, and the FBI is far from done with this investigation, since we know each one of those is a felony count at least, since we know that there are now emails which show intent, which is gives a whole other level to these felonies, over and above negligent felonies, since we know that Barack Obama and Valerie Jarrett and Michelle Obama really don't like Bill Clinton and Hillary, and since we know Barack Obama is absolutely dead set on getting his agenda done and has bemoaned the fact he can't do a third term and he wants somebody in there who would be a third term, I think we can be pretty assured right now that Hillary is like a puppet at the end of the string. And the puppet masters are Obama and Valerie. I believe Hillary is far more concerned right now with not going to jail than about winning the presidency. But she's showing the stiff upper lip, so to speak. And I think that's why at this last debate, which I happened to watch, gag me, she was fawning over Obama's policies and how wonderful he was and how she would continue them like drippy ice cream on a summer afternoon. Interpreted, her words would have been, "Don't throw me in jail, Barry." But I think if Barry can do it, and there's been little inklings of this too, I'll talk more about it next week perhaps, I would not be surprised, I said this several months ago, to not see Hillary Clinton, or to see Hillary Clinton not be the Democratic nominee. And that doesn't mean Bernie Sanders will be. But what do you think of this? What do you think of Michelle Obama running for president with a running mate by the name of Elizabeth Warren? Or Joe Biden with Elizabeth Warren? Michelle, of course, from Barry's standpoint, would be the best. There's been little balloons floated out there very softly by the White House. I haven't posted the articles because I like to see it in three or four separate locations before I post any one of them. Because there's a lot of crap out there on the internet too, as you know. And it's my job to bring you the truth, the behind-the-scenes truth, not the crap. But think about that. Think about all the dots that point to the dream team for Barry and the extreme left. This is Reed Lance Rosenthal on the Right Side Radio. Stay safe, that's number one. Keep your powder dry, that's number two. And number three, get prepared.
Please remember, if you've missed any shows, just click on Show Archive and you'll find all of his shows. We look forward to seeing you here again next week for another episode of Reed Lance Rosenthal on the Right Side.